Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. I just want to chat with you today. Is that okay? Is that okay if we just kind of have a conversation? Something came up recently, and I'm just really passionate about it. And it's been a big shift for me in the way that I think, probably in the last, I would say, 2 or 3 years. And I just want to chat about it. So let me tell you where this stems from. Some of you guys know that for a couple years, I was doing these daily mindset upgrades, which are kind of on pause while I'm on maternity leave. But one of the mindset upgrades asked a particular question, and I don't even really know. I don't remember what the question was. It was a while back now. But somebody went into the Primal Potential Facebook group and they were like, I heard today's daily mindset upgrade, and it posed this question, which if you've been listening for a while, you know, I love questions. I think they are so powerful, so underestimated in their impact. And I'm very regularly saying, think about answering this. Think about considering this. So in the daily mindset upgrade, I did just that. I said, give this one a go. Think about this question. And in the Facebook group, this person said, I'm really frustrated with myself. Oh, I know what the question was. It was something along the lines of, what keeps you showing up, right? And it was essentially that instead of trying to be more disciplined or harness more willpower, focus on what keeps you showing up every day, like why. And it was longer than that, and it was more in depth than that. But this person said, I'm really kind of irritated with myself that I don't know what has me showing up. And I believe she was thinking about it in the context of health, and she felt frustrated that she couldn't really think of what she considered a good answer. Now, I went down a rabbit hole of like, consider different areas of your life, because why I show up or put forth effort in my marriage is going to have a very different answer than why I show up, why I stay consistent in my business, which is going to have a very different answer than why I show up, why I stay consistent, why I keep doing the work and engaging every day with my health, right? If you try to answer it generally, it can pull you in a lot of different directions. That is why I'm always saying that specificity is a superpower. But that's not what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the notion of getting frustrated or irritated or feeling inferior when something comes up that you can't initially figure it out. Whether it's something really straightforward like this, like there's a question and I don't know the answer, or it's I'm facing an obstacle and I don't know where to go, I don't know what steps to take. A lot of people feel frustrated. They don't like not knowing. And I very much used to be that person. And then I started thinking about it differently. So I want to ask you today, do you have the expectation that you're going to know the answer to everything? That every question that is asked, you're going to know the answer? That every obstacle you come up against, you're going to know exactly how to get out of it, overcome it? Because if you have the expectation that you'll just know those things, think about it this way. That means you're really not growing. When we're growing, we're going into new territory. So when you ask yourself a question and you think, I don't know, which is where a lot of people stop, which is where a lot of people throw their hands up in frustration, It's actually letting you know that you have the potential to grow, that you have the potential to expand your mind, that you have the potential to learn something new, to do things differently. And when we can rattle off the answer really quickly, when it feels very familiar, it means we're not thinking in new ways. We're thinking in old ways, right? I know we want things to move quickly. We want our minds to move quickly. We want our results to move quickly. Generally, that means life moves really quickly. But when your thoughts move really quickly, when your decisions happen really quickly, that usually means you're operating out of pattern. And when you're operating out of pattern, you're operating from your past. And I'm not saying that's bad. We'll talk more about that. But what I'm saying is it's not new. It's not different. It's not growth. It's not change. And if you are after new results, different results, if you're after growth, if you're after change, then you've got to embrace the moments when you're like, I don't even know. I don't have a clue. Instead of letting that frustrate you. Now, the reason that I say it's not necessarily a bad thing to operate from your past when that's really working for you. When I was very much in the rhythm of losing weight, that season of life where I lost about 130 pounds, I developed a pattern of saying, no thanks, not right now, when it came to temptation. And that could happen, not initially, but eventually, that could happen pretty quickly for me. That's not bad. I'm operating out of pattern, more recent pattern, right? But still pattern. I'm operating out of past, but it's getting me what I want. So that's fine. But if you're in an area of your life where you want to see growth or you want to see change or you want to see something different happen, then you can't get so frustrated or disappointed when the path feels new. When the path feels new. Don't resist effort. Don't resent it. The Changemakers Journal. There's a lot of new ways of thinking in there. You know, if everything was possible this month, what would I want to be able to achieve? And how would I have to think differently to do that? And what are some areas of my life that maybe I don't regularly invest in, but I really want to this month? And how am I going to keep those top of mind? It is expected that at some point, your first thought is going to be, I have no idea. Don't let that be where you stop. That is a great thing. That is a doorway. That is an open possibility for newness and for change. Don't resist the fact that it goes a little slower. Don't resent the fact that it goes a little slower, because remember, if your thoughts are moving quickly, if your decisions are always happening quickly, more often than not, that means they're happening out of pattern, which means they're reflecting your past ways, and you're going to get what you've always got. Think about it this way. You walk into a brand new gym, new style of training for you. If it feels challenging, that's great. If you settle into it comfortably, you're probably not going to get new results. It's not enough for your body, either stimulus, intensity, change, whatever. You want things to feel new and different. You want things to feel challenging. That is how we know that we are growing, that we are changing, that we are learning. And it's not just true of something like a workout. It's true of how you think. And I was about to say I'm always surprised, but I'm not, because I used to be this person too that, again, we talk about this all the time, because of the whole right, wrong method of learning that so many of us grew up with, if somebody asked me a question or challenged me and it stumped me, I felt bad about it. And I'm always surprised now to see so many people kind of feeling the same way, but the reason I feel like I'm not is because I was there too, but now I see it as a great thing. Like, thank goodness I today have the opportunity to grow in the way that I think, in the way that I consider things, in the way that I process, or in my perspective. I want things to be new. I want things to feel challenging because that tells me that I'm growing. I don't want everything to happen so quickly, my thoughts, my decisions, my answers, because if they do, they're reflective of the old way, of the past pattern. Do you have an expectation of ease or immediacy? I don't want you to feel frustrated if changing your eating habits feels hard or challenging or different or tough. Good. Good. Sure, there are perspectives that you can employ to make it seem easier, but remember, if you're just operating on autopilot, that's the old way. If you're going to challenge yourself to drive to work a different way, it's going to take more mental effort. That's a good thing. Do you have an expectation in your life, in your thoughts, of ease and immediacy? I want you to look for newness, even in small ways, like what's a new way that I can respond to my spouse when I'm frustrated? Because if you're responding super quickly every time he or she says something, every time he or she does something, that is coming from the old way. You're not going to get new results in your relationship. Same thing if you have a stressful day at work and you're making decisions about what to have for dinner, if you should go to the break room, get a candy bar or anything like that. If you're just doing that kind of quickly and rolling through that, it's the old way of thinking. Look for newness. Be on guard against responding so quickly, responding so immediately to yourself and to others. Be on guard against knowing so quickly or immediately. And when you think of something or you challenge yourself or somebody else challenges you and it makes you go, God, I don't even know. I have no idea. I have no idea what the answer is. I have no idea what I think about that. I have no idea what to do about this. I have no idea how to find my way out of this situation. Good. I now have to learn. I now have to grow. Seek out people, patterns, processes that challenge you to slow down. If you're writing anything down in this episode, I think it should be this. Seek out people, seek out patterns, seek out a new process that challenges you to slow down. I used to skip the moments that I felt like slowed me down, like I was in such a race. I can't tell you how many books I have read where if something kind of went over my head or I didn't initially get it or it seemed dense or complex, I would just skip right over it. I don't know if any of you can relate to that. But I was in such a rush to keep going that I passed up an opportunity to learn and to grow. I resented having to slow down. I tried to avoid feeling confused or uncertain. I wasn't comfortable with those things. But now I'm like, yes, please challenge me in my business. Make me think about things that I haven't thought about before. Make me consider ways of doing things that I've not done before. Let me challenge myself in the decisions that I make so I'm not always on autopilot. Let me slow down in how I respond to my own thoughts, to my husband, to random people who email me. When I'm reading, I love now if I come to a word and I'm like, I don't understand this sentence. I don't know this word. I stop. I look up the word, or if I know what the words mean but the concept doesn't make sense, I'll ask somebody else. I'll read it to my husband. I'll send it to a friend. Hey, what does this mean to you? And I love it. I love when I come to those things. And yes, sure, I have the tendency at times to want to go fast and I'll have moments where I'm like, oh God, I just wish I could keep going here. But then I remind myself, wait, no, this is an opportunity to grow and to learn. Do you want to keep reading books that don't challenge you to think in new ways? That you just get it? You just get it so you steamroll right along? Oh yeah, interesting, great. No, I want to be like, I don't understand. I want to feel that way. I value coming to situations where I'm like, no idea how we're going to find our way out of this one. Perfect, because you know what? In a matter of hours or days or weeks, I'm going to have a skill set or a knowledge base that I didn't have before. And it gives me an opportunity to connect with other people. I really love it when a friend of mine might come to me and say, hey, I have this situation going on in business and I'm kind of thinking this, but I wanted to know how you see it. I love that. And I love being able to do that in return. Or in my relationship, like, oh, I'm thinking about it this way and it's kind of making me crazy. What do you think? How do you see it? How do you see that I could see it differently? Embrace challenge. Embrace newness. Stop rushing through the book. Stop rushing through your decisions. Stop rushing through your choices. And look to be challenged. One of the best things I did in my business, seriously, I hired a coach who challenged the crap out of me. Every time I was like, well, no, I don't want to do that because of this, he challenged me. Every time I said, well, I've thought about that before, but my way makes sense because of this, he challenged me and it made me crazy and I wanted to fight him more than I appreciated him at the time. But I also knew that it was what I needed. I don't need more of the way I think. I need somebody who challenges me to think differently. And I want that. I want that in the books I read. I want that in the podcasts I listen to. I don't want to just go through the motions because that means that I'm not growing and changing. Sure, I might be pumping information into my mind, but it's not changing the way that I think if I just steamroll through it. And it's not just true of books and podcasts. It's not just true of relationships with other people. The place where we can affect the most change in this is in our own thoughts. So the next time that you feel frustrated or disappointed or like you're stuck or you're letting yourself down, I really want you to think about the fact that you need these opportunities of not knowing in order to step into knowing something new. And when everything comes quickly, when everything comes easily, your choices, your thoughts, your decisions, you're operating out of past. And nothing new is going to come from there. Yes, when things feel easy, it can be lovely. But that's not where the growth is. And where there's growth, there's change. Change in your relationships, change in your finances, change in your overall happiness, in your health, in absolutely everything else. So look for things that challenge you and embrace them. Make it a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.